Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Good evening to you, Roger Montgomery.
How are you there, Ross?
I'm very well. Where are you this evening? You're not in the studio alongside me as you normally are.
No, and I'm sorry. I'm not any nowhere exotic like Singapore. The last time I went away, I'm in Perth today.
You're in Perth?
Yeah.
What are you trying to have a look at some of the mining stocks over there, are you, Roger? That's unusual for you.
Won't touch mining stocks with a barge pole, mate. But
well, there's no other reason to go to Perth, is there?
Mining services companies and the Australian Shareholders Association had their investor hour over here, and they asked me to come over and speak for them. So I've done that today.
So I do note that Hillary Clinton's in Perth this evening. Are you there for that also?
Yes. Yeah, we're having dinner, mate.
Excellent.
I can't stay on the phone for very long.
Very impressive, I've got to say.
Hey, the market was down quite a bit today, Roscoe.
It was, but you don't look at the market on a daily basis. Remember, Roger, you're looking over the long term.
Only on Tuesdays when I'm with you.
Yes. So the other thing I was going to say is you and I said last week, as the election was being held on that day, that it may have been an opportune time to take some profits out of some of these stocks that have had massive runs, including a lot of the banks and even some of those miners.
Yes, and if everyone will recall, we said that I mentioned that we couldn't find a lot of value in the market at the moment, and while that's not necessarily a predictor that the market's going to fall, if you can only find two companies that are high quality and cheap, that means there's roughly 1,999 or 98 that are very, very expensive or poor quality. So that's often a warning signal to us that a correction is coming, and we're certainly worried about two things, Ross. One of the things that we're worried about is we're worried about a further declines in iron ore, and then a potential reversal of the capital inflows that have been holding up the Aussie dollar. When that reverses, and I don't know that it will imminently, but when it does, we might see the Australian dollar go well below parity with the United States dollar, and we could see, because share prices look a little bit fully valued, we could see them fall quite a bit.
The one thing you'd need to see to have that occur, I would think at least anyway, is to have some significant uptick in that US economy, which I've got to say, post the election, does not seem likely to happen anytime soon, especially with their so-called fiscal cliff that they're staring over.
Yeah, look, the fiscal cliff that everyone's talking about, the $600 billion hole in their budget, which they have to fix by cutting spending or raising taxes, and they can't get, obviously, bipartisan support for either of those things. I don't know how that will resolve itself, but I don't necessarily think that that's the trigger for a major calamity. I think a lot of it's been talked about because there's not much else to talk about at the moment. But quite boringly, the market does seem in Australia a little bit expensive at the moment. I'm seeing some of the CEOs of these mining services companies sell some of their shares. One company in particular, its CEO has just sold a very large chunk of shares, despite coming to the market and saying that that things look pretty good for the next couple of years. So my concern is always what's going to happen after the next couple of years, and I think we're going to see a real decline in foreign investment in Australia, particularly in the mining space, and that's going to be difficult for these West Australian mining contracting companies.
I've got to say, it certainly doesn't sound as though it's going to be particularly positive for Australia to try and get out of its debt by the year 2020-21 either, and because that is something the government is promising in its budget, and it's been promising it for some time. But the truth is, if you don't have the miners working and operating, if you do not have Australia producing the profits and the taxes, the great hope at the side right now is the gas projects going ahead, where there's been these massive infrastructure builds around Australia, but they've then got to go and sell their products at the right price and be able to get the taxes back for the Australian government.
Oh, Ross, and once they're up and running, there's a bit of work involved in constructing them, but once they're up and running, they virtually run themselves. They don't need a whole lot of staff. So it's not going to be the great panacea for Australia's employment rate. It's not going to be a great panacea for the economy. It might help a little bit in terms of investment and jobs while construction's underway, but after that, it's not huge.
It's going to be interesting because that is ultimately where the tax base comes from the export sales and therefore the profits that hopefully are retained in this country. And of course, that is one of the real dilemmas. You can see Roger there saying he doesn't see much value in the Australian stock market at the moment. What about you? Give us a call or send us an email. Of course, here to Money News. Roger Montgomery, I appreciate your time as always, and we'll see you back in the studio same time next week.
Great, Ross. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Roger Montgomery there. And we can tell you that ASIC has said there's been 13,500 people on that moneysmart.gov.au website. Find it yourself.